So we're going to turn to the Word of God, and it's nearly Christmas. I get to speak on Christmas, but I'm only doing it once this year. I normally have to find like 3 or 4 Christmas messages, which is really hard because it's one story, isn't it? And this morning I want to come, and I'm going to entitle when I'm speaking to you this. My title for my sermon this morning is Don't Forget to Remember. And the other day, I was watching, it's movie season in our house. We like movies. And so we were watching movies together, and one of my kids' favorite Christmas movies is Home Alone. Anyone else fed up of Home Alone by now? Yep. Anyone fed up of it before they even saw it this year? Okay. Did you realize that there are not one, not two, not three, but 5 Home Alone movies? Who didn't know that? You're missing out, people. If you come to my house, we're going to do a Home Alone fest, okay? There are 5 Home Alone movies. 5. 5 times that some kids get left home alone and the house never, ever collapses. Now, I've watched these movies thinking, if that was my child in New York or my child at home in Home Alone 3 seeing the burglaries across the road, they'd probably go and join in, do you know what I mean? Not kind of sit at home and try and find out a way to get past the baddies. And so we're into Home Alone season in our house, even more so than in June, which is also Home Alone season. You can watch Christmas movies all year, is what I think. And so I was watching Home Alone with my boy the other day, and we were sat there, the twinkling lights on the Christmas tree. We sat there with our munchies. And it came to the part in the movie where Kevin is talking to the bird lady. I can't remember her name, so we'll call her the bird lady. If you've seen Home Alone 2, you will know what I'm talking about. And so Kevin is talking to the lady who has all the birds over in Central Park. And so he's having this conversation with her, and she says to him, he asks her if she has family, and she says, no, my family don't talk to me. And they go through kind of reasons why, and it's like, my family don't really speak to me anymore. And Kevin turns round to her, and he says these words, these profound words from Kevin McAllister from Home Alone. Are we ready? That I'm going to frame everything I speak to you about this morning. He says these words to her, and when he's got past talking about that she shouldn't wear clothes with pigeon poo all over them, he says these words. He says, you know, maybe it's not that they have forgotten you. Maybe they've just forgot to remember you. And I was sat there with Ollie the other day, kind of half watching the movie, half playing Candy Crush or whatever it is on my tablet, and half thinking about my preach. Today I thought, that is an absolutely incredible line, actually. That sometimes it's not that we forget, it's that we forget to remember. It's not that just, you know, something is completely out of our mind and we just forget all about it or forget all about someone, but we sometimes forget to remember. Do you know, and it's so easy at this time of year to forget to remember. It's so easy to forget to remember Jesus in the commercialism that is Christmas. It's so easy to forget to remember that it's not all about the material things that we get. It's so easy to forget to remember that it's not all about the dinner we're going to cook on the 25th. It's so easy to forget to remember the other people maybe in our world that need us right now. And I want to remind us this morning, let's not forget to remember this season. Let's not forget to remember the reason that we're here. Let's not forget to remember the purpose. No, it's not that we choose to forget Jesus, because we're here this morning. So we're not saying we're just going to forget him, but sometimes in the middle of everything going on, we forget to remember him. We forget to remember the reason that we even have this season. I have learned, and I learned very quickly the moment that my daughter could speak, that I have to be very careful what I say to her and what I promise her, because she never forgets to remember. So if I say to her on Saturday, Caitlin, if you are good throughout the week, we can do this. I've learned very quickly that I need to deliver on my promise, because she remembers everything I say. We were in the car the other day, and we were driving somewhere. She says, Mum, what's the temperature? I said, oh, it's 2 degrees, Caitlin. She says, it's going to snow today. I said, well, it's not on the weather forecast that it's going to snow. She says, no, Auntie Liz told me that when it's between 1 and 3 degrees, it snows. I said, did she now? And I went to Liz, I went, apparently, Liz, it's going to snow today because you told Caitlin that when it's between 1 and 3 degrees, it snows. She says, that's not exactly what I said. I said, well, that's what she heard. You see, she remembers whatever you tell her, she remembers, and it will come back to haunt you, just letting you all know that with my daughter. Whatever you say to her, she will remember. Do you know what I think as God's people, we've got to get good at remembering what he has said to us. We've got to get good at remembering the things that he has told us. We read so often in the Old Testament that God's people were always forgetting to remember what he had done. They were always forgetting to remember what he has said. They were always forgetting to remember how he brought them through last time and how he will bring them through this time. They were always forgetting to remember what he had told them. Judges 3 verse 7 says this, the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord. They forgot the Lord their God and they served the Baals. 2 Chronicles 26 verse 9 says this, our parents were unfaithful. They did evil in the eyes of the Lord our God and they forgot him. They turned their faces away from the Lord's dwelling place and turned their backs on him. That is just two examples of hundreds of examples of when people forgot their God, of when people forgot to remember what he had done for them. And in the New Testament, it's not just in the Old Testament, but in the New Testament, God's people forgot to remember what the Messiah would be like. There are two chapters in the Old Testament in the book of Isaiah, chapter 9 and chapter 53, especially, that tell God's people what Jesus is going to be like. Goes into detail. It says things like, he will be of no reputation. It says things like there'll be nothing to distinguish him from everyone else. He says, for to us a child is born and to us a son is given. Okay, they are told what the Messiah is going to be like, and yet they look for him in all of the wrong places. Jesus walked amongst them for 30 years before he started his ministry, and they did not know who he was. They forgot to remember what God had told them. They forgot to remember what God said to them about what Jesus was going to be like. They looked for royalty and position and title, even though God said, he's not going to be like that. God told them, that's not how he is going to be. Yet that is what they looked for. Do you know what? We can do that. We can miss what God is doing, even though through the Bible we see his character and we see his ways displayed over and over again. And the thing is, God doesn't change, and yet still we miss him so often. Still I miss him so often. As life begins to take over, I forget to remember what he has done. And I want to put this out there today, that when we're too busy, that we forget to remember God, all he has done, and those he has put into our world, we're just too busy. And something needs to change. When we forget to remember God, what he's said, what he's done, and those he has put around us, we are just too busy. When we forget to remember the things that he has spoken to us, we're just filling our lives with other things. We're getting too busy. And I don't know about you, but Christmas seems to get busier the more of them I have. You'd think I'd get better. You think I'd become more kind of proficient in getting it all done. You know, we have Family Connect on Tuesday. I'm going to buy the turkey tomorrow. You know, you'd think I'd get better because I've been doing it for years. You'd think that, you know, we've been doing family Christmases for years. You'd think that we'd get better, but actually sometimes we just get busier and so we struggle with everything. I want to say to you today, if we're too busy to remember Jesus at Christmas, we're too busy. And something needs to change, because as each generation passes, we remember God less and less. We remember his word less. You know, the word of God's been taken out of our society, out of our schools, and out of our everyday life. No wonder the world is in the mess it's in, because we forget to remember. And if we do that, who love God, who know God, if we forget to remember, how much is the world in which we live going to forget to remember? Let's not forget to remember him. Let's not forget to remember what he has done. I want to read to you this morning my key text, which is taken from Psalm 103. I'm going to read the whole thing. I was going to say if that's okay, but even if it's not, I'm going to read the whole thing. I have the mic, so we're all right. Okay, so I'm going to read the whole thing. I'm reading from the Passion Translation. I loved the way it was written. It says this, Psalm 103, with my whole heart, with my whole life, and with my inmost being, I bow in wonder and love before you, the Holy God. Yahweh, you are my soul's celebration. How could I ever forget the miracles of kindness you've done for me? You kiss my heart with forgiveness in spite of all I've done. You healed me inside and out from every disease. You rescued me from hell and saved my life. You've crowned me with love and mercy. You satisfy my every desire with good things. You've supercharged my life so that I soar again like a flying eagle in the sky. You're a God who makes things right, giving justice to the defenseless. You unveiled to Moses your plans and showed Israel's sons what you could do. Lord, you're so kind and tender-hearted to those who don't deserve it, and so patient with people who fail you. Your love is like a flooding river overflowing its banks with kindness. You don't look at us only to find our faults, just so that you can hold a grudge against us. You may discipline us for our many sins, but never as much as we really deserve. Nor do you get even with us for what we've done. Higher than the highest heavens. That's how high your tender mercy extends. Greater than the grandeur of heaven above is the greatness of your loyal love, towering over all who fear you and bow down before you. Father, than from a sunrise to a sunset, that's how far you've removed our guilt from us. The same way a loving father feels towards his children, that's but a sample of your tender feelings towards us, your beloved children who live in awe of you. You know all about us, inside and out. You are mindful that we're made from dust. Our days are so few and our momentary beauty so swiftly fades away. Then all of a sudden we're gone, like grass clippings blown away in a gust of the wind, taken away to our appointment with death, leaving nothing to show that we were here. But Lord, your endless love stretches from one eternity to another, unbroken and unrelenting toward those who fear you and to those who bow face down in awe before you. Your faithfulness to keep every gracious promise you've made passes from parents to children to grandchildren and beyond. You are faithful to all those who follow your ways and keep your word. God's heavenly throne is eternal, secure and strong, and his sovereignty rules the entire universe. So bless the Lord, all his messengers of power, for you are his mighty heroes who listen intently to the voice of his word to do it. Bless and praise the Lord, you mighty warriors, ministers who serve him well and who fulfill his desires. I will bless and praise the Lord with my whole heart. Let all his works throughout the earth, wherever his dominion stretches, let everything bless the Lord. What a great psalm. The NIV puts it like this, praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who heals all my diseases and who forgives all of my sins. You know what, this morning, let's not forget to remember him. And what I want to do this morning is just take three ways that we can remember him in this season. Three ways, three things that we can practically do to remember him. Number one, we remember God through our devotion to him. And this is the most important thing that we can do as Christians. The greatest commandment that we are given is to love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. To love him with everything that we have got. Or as the Passion Translation puts it, with my whole heart, with my whole life, and with my inmost being, I bow in wonder and love before you, Holy God. With everything that we have got, we are devoted to him. Do you know what? When we don't put time into our relationship with God, we forget to remember him. When we don't put time into being with him, when we don't put time into spending with him, when we don't put time into reading his word, when everything else takes over, and that is so easily done. It so easily happens in my life, I don't know about yours, but when those things happen, we forget to remember him. We remember him in this season, but through our devotion to him. We forget what he has done when life happens, when we don't devote ourselves to relationship with him. I want to say to you this morning, how's that doing? How are you doing with that? How's your time with God? How is your relationship with God going? Are you in that season where like it's amazing, we can't wait to get to worship? Or are you in that season where it's tough going? Are you in Numbers in the Bible? Anyone in the book of Numbers? Okay, that's all right, then we should be okay. All right, it's the book, sometimes all of Leviticus, you know, some of those books, they're a bit tough going, but actually that shouldn't affect my relationship with God at all. My relationship with God should be something that I build into every single day. So how is that going for you? How are you doing with that? Because we show our remembrance of him through our devotion to him. Do you know what? In the craziness of life, we can forget to remember. It's not that we choose to forget him. It's not that we want to walk away from him. It's not that we don't love him anymore, but we forget to remember when things get crazy for us. Do you know what? Things was crazy for Jesus when he walked the earth. Jesus would walk along streets and thousands of people would follow him. They would bring their sick to him. They would lay them down in front of him. They would climb up trees to try and see him. Okay, they would get in boats and go after him. He had a crazy life. He traveled all the time with these 12 guys who sometimes probably irritated him, who sometimes got it wrong and then other times got it beautifully right. Jesus' life was crazy, and yet he didn't forget to remember his Father. Every part of Jesus' life was a remembrance of the Father's love. Jesus remembered God by getting alone time with him. He remembered by using his word in every situation, and he remembered by attributing all he did to the glory of God. If Jesus can do it, I should be able to, because my life is not as crazy as his was. I know society has changed, and I know things change, but I really want to bring the inspiration, hopefully, this morning, that actually let's not forget to, especially at Christmas, when it's all about him, or it should be, let's not forget to remember him. Do you know what? In worship today, as the guys have led us, how much of that was about how you felt? We all have those moments. Hey, how much of that was about, I don't feel like it today. Things haven't gone well for me this week, so I'm just going to stand here. I don't feel like worshiping today. Or maybe you're just like, yay! And you're one of those people who you're just like, yep, I'm feeling great this week, so here we go. And, you know, one of those weeks where everything is made easy for the guys up here that lead. Do you know what? Our worship has nothing to do with us. Worship is about devotion. It's about relationship, and it's about him. Worship's not about me. It's about me coming into the presence of God. Yes, it's about me bringing my thanks to God, but my worship is about him, firstly. So I want to say to you this morning that we remember him through our devotion to him. This time of year is a great time for reflecting on our relationship with Jesus and really looking at how we're doing. So we remember him through our devotion. Secondly, we remember him through how we treat other people. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. Commandment number 2, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. Basically, Jesus' command that he left us with was love God, love people. That was it. 2 things, love God, love people. We remember God by how we treat other people. How are the other relationships going in your world, in your life? How's your relationship with that neighbor that bugs you? How's your relationship with that person in your work that drives you crazy? How's your relationship with your spouse? How's your relationship with your kids, with your parents? I've had my parents over for the last week, and our house feels very small when there's so many people in it all the time. I've watched NCIS every day. I even watched it last night. I've actually got into it. Okay, we've watched snooker. Like, I never watched snooker, but my dad was here. And so we watched snooker. And then Caitlin said yesterday, could I watch snooker again? I'm like, when granddad comes back, yes. But how are those relationships? You know, how are things going in that? Because actually how we treat other people shows our remembrance of God. Because God says this, love me and love others. And at this time of year, let's get this loving others really, really well. We can be so focused on closing ranks for Christmas that we forget that there are those around us who need us and need us not to forget to remember them. I love going into the Wolds this afternoon. There are people there who need us to remember that they're there. So we're going to go and sing some carols. Let's not forget to remember them. Let's not forget to remember those people that maybe society has forgotten, those who have been discarded, and those who no one will give time for. Let's not forget to remember. Do you know what? God loved humanity so much that he set up Christmas. He gave us this time of year, and he set it up as a time to remember him. Amazon did not set up Christmas. The turkey and tree farmers did not set up Christmas. The stores did not give us Christmas. They might give us some of the tradition of Christmas, but tradition and reason are two totally different things. They are not the reason for this season. Jesus is. And we need to get back to remembering the real reason why we have this season. You know, we all have tradition. Last Saturday, as tradition goes, we got in the car. It was absolutely teeming it down with rain, and I put my wellies on. I wear wellies one day a year, and it was last Saturday, and we went, and you all missed it, other than Jill and Zoe. They saw it as well, but, you know, they never come out, okay, other than when we go to get our Christmas tree. So we drove to Little Cawthorpe, and we got out of the car thinking we will find one in the shed. Okay, I had my parents with me, and if you know my dad's not brilliant at walking, so we're going to find one in the shed. It's teeming it down with rain. Matt was like, I've got to lie on the floor and chop this thing down if there's not one in the shed. So we went in the shed, we're looking around, we found the perfect Christmas tree in the shed. And then the kids happened. They were like, it might be the perfect Christmas tree, but we want to go in the field. We're like, it's the perfect Christmas tree. They liked it. We liked it. You know, it was good with us and the Holy Spirit. We could get the tree and not go in the field. And they're like, no, we want to go in the field. They went in the field. There was more mud on them. That was them. There was in the field by the end of it. And we found this Christmas tree. Matt had to lie on the floor in the mud and chop it down because it's tradition. You see, we all have our traditions, but our traditions are not the reason that we get Christmas. The reason that we get it is because God didn't forget to remember you. And he didn't forget to remember me. He didn't forget to remember humanity. God remembered his promise to mankind to send a savior, and he delivered on that promise at the highest cost to him. You know, this morning, let's not forget to remember. In the midst of, and I love the tradition of Christmas. I can't wait. I love Christmas carols. Like, I'd start rehearsing them in September, but Debbie won't let me. Okay, she's kind of my Christmas gauge. When she smiles when we bring out Christmas carols, we know it's all right now. It's a bit like Liz in the office. I'm not allowed to play Christmas music until November. That apparently is an okay time. July isn't, but November we're all right. So I love all the traditions. I can't wait for next Sunday night to all come together and sing the Christmas carols and sing choirs of angels and all of that. I can't wait. But I can't forget the reason in the middle of the tradition. Don't let tradition be what you remember about Christmas. Don't forget to remember the other people that God has placed around you. When we're too busy to spend ourselves on behalf of others, we're just too busy. When we're too busy to have a chat with our neighbor when it's Christmas, we're too busy. And sometimes we need to change things in our life to make room for remembering, to make room for remembering why God gave us this season in the first place, to make room for remembering those around us, those people who God has given us to do life with. Let's not forget to remember them. Let's not forget to remember those people who may not have everything that we have. We are so blessed. But there are people who aren't. Let's not forget to remember them. And then thirdly, we remember him by being thankful. And I really want to home in on this today because our thankfulness doesn't come from our situation. It comes from his goodness. So this is the thing. We should always be thankful. Because my thankfulness shouldn't be because things have gone right. My thankfulness should be because he is right. He is good. And his goodness can always be seen in my life. We should remember what he has done for us rather than focusing on what we think he isn't doing right now. We all have those situations in our life that we're praying through. Anyone not got anything that they're praying through? Okay, I was going to give you some of mine if you didn't have. Okay, but we all have those things that are yet not answered. We all have those prayers that we feel might bounce off the ceiling sometimes. We all have those things that we're talking to God about. And sometimes we bring our thanks when something goes right. But actually, we should just be thankful because he is good. Full stop. Whatever is going on in our life, whatever is going on in our world, whatever is happening in our communities and in our schools, whatever is going on in our government, whatever is happening, God is good. He just is. And he does good. And wherever you are right now, God has done things for you before. And it's time to trust his character over the answers that we're waiting for. Because God's character doesn't change. His character doesn't change with your circumstances. He is good when life seems bad. He is working all things for your good, whether you can feel it or you can't. And his love, he is love even when you feel he is distant. You know what? We can't thank him when everything is good and blame him when everything is bad. There has to be a consistency in our life and in our walk with him that comes expectant and thankful. I listened to this illustration the other day. And so it's not my story, but I was listening to someone else preach and I pinched the illustration. And there was a man who years ago, back in the 50s, God really used him and he prayed for loads of people and they were healed. And so people used to come and bring their sick to him and he would lay hands on them and they would recover. They would become well. And he said one day he was meeting up with some people and they were all in wheelchairs and they wanted him to pray for them to be made well and to get out of their wheelchairs and walk. And he said, and he walked into the room and he looked at these people. And he saw that they hadn't brought any shoes with them. So he looked at them, he says, what are you expecting God to do? Oh, we want God to heal us. Well, why haven't you brought any shoes? Because how are you going to get home from here? If God heals you and you get out of your chair, what you can do, get back in so you can get home. He says, when you really believe that God can heal you, come back and come expectant. And so the next day, they all came back and they all brought a pair of shoes with them and said, no, we believe that God is going to heal them. And this man laid hands on them, and every single one of them got up out of their wheelchair and walked home. Sometimes you've got to bring an expectation. Sometimes there's got to be an expectation in your heart. We have to bring our thanks as a response to our faith, and we have to bring our thanks as a response to God's character, not to our situation. If the only time we ever thanked God was when everything was going right, there would be something wrong with our praise. Because praise is not about what's happening. Praise is about who is enthroned. Praise is about who we are coming to. It's not about what is happening. It's about who is in the middle of what is happening. And sometimes we've got to bring our thanks before the change. I love what it says in Psalm 103. It says, how could I ever forget the miracles of kindness you have done for me? Wherever you are today and whatever situation you are in, there are miracles of kindness that God has performed on your behalf. And actually, our thanks shouldn't come after change, but it should bring the change. Should bring the change. When we come into worship, when we come into praise, you know, it shouldn't be a two-song warm-up. We should come with our thanks ready. Whatever our situation, and I've stood with some of you guys over the years in the middle of your situations that are tough, and I am not belittling our circumstance, but I am saying that there is thanks in the middle of it. I am saying we can find thanks in the middle of it. Let's not forget to remember who he is. Let's not forget to remember what he has done. And let's not forget to bring our thanks and our praise even in the middle sometimes of our situations. Do you know, in this season, bring your thanks for what God has done. And if you cannot think of one thing that God has personally done for you, I will give you one. He sent Jesus. My eternity has changed. I was going one way, and now I'm going the other way. Why? Because he didn't forget to remember. He sent Jesus. And actually, do you know what? If God never does, I'm breathing, actually, and God gives me that. The Bible says that God gives us the breath in our body, and God gives us everything that we have got. And I want to come to you and say this morning, we can always find a reason to be thankful. Always. Maturity in our devotion to him and in our relationship with him will mean thanks is a given before the circumstances break. It will mean that our thanks will bring our expectation for change, and our thanks will be the catalyst for the things we know God has spoken. Don't wait for things to change before you bring your thanks. Bring it anyway. Because God is good and God deserves it, and God should be thanked and should be praised. And if you want a reason, then Christmas is the reason. He sent Jesus into a world that wouldn't know him because they'd forgotten what he'd said to them. He sent Jesus into a world that he knew would kill him, into a world that would spit on him, into a world that would reject him, into a world that would shout, "Crucify him." He sent his son, his one and only son. Let's not forget to remember what he has done. Our thanks is the catalyst for our change. And this morning, wherever you are in life, whatever it is you're going through, whatever it is that life's throwing at you right now, and I know that there are situations that are dire, and I know that there are situations that are difficult right now for some of you. Do you know what? Let's bring our thanks. Let's not forget to remember. The same God that's brought you through before will bring you through again. Let's not forget to remember what he has done. Because this is the deal. He didn't forget to remember you. When he sent Jesus, he remembered you. He sent him for you. When he sent Jesus, he knew that you would be sitting in the seat you are sitting in now. God knows. And he didn't forget to remember you. And you may feel like others forget to remember you. You may feel overlooked. You may feel too busy for it all right now. You may feel that stuff's difficult. But there's one who didn't forget to remember you. There's one who didn't forget to remember the things that you would go through. There's one who knows you. He knows your faults, and he knows your failings, and he knows your strengths, and he knows the brilliant parts of you, and he knows the things that frustrate you. He knows the things that make you sad. He knows the things that have disappointed you, and yet he doesn't forget to remember you because he sent his one and only son for you. He set up Christmas for you when he sent Jesus. And I don't mean all the traditions that we now have and that we're going to be doing over the next few weeks, which are brilliant. I mean the reason, not the tradition, that we have this season. He sent his son for you. He chose to remember you. He didn't forget you.